Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, it's easy to feel intimidated by a group of young fellas hanging around the street corner in hoodies and everything else, but an art teacher in Tullamore County Offaly is trying to change these perceptions and make people think more reflectively about young men across Ireland. And if you've seen the large-scale murals of young men on the walls of various towns and cities, they're very striking. And they're all over the country over the past year or so. You've likely seen the work of Joe Castlin. And the portraits have been interpreted as a commentary on the social isolation of young men and issues surrounding suicide, how society perceives young men as a menace, and on and on. And Joe's here now to chat about his projects and how important it is to highlight the young men who have been pushed to the edges of society and give them a sense of belonging. You're very welcome, Joe.
Good morning.
So you're a young man yourself in the sense that what you're how old are you? You're
30.
30. Yeah. And this project is it's a big project, and it's kind of it's ballsy, if you excuse the expression. Yeah. So why did you decide to take it on?
The project started off in kind of two main strands. I've been teaching throughout Ireland in a couple of different cities for 8 years, and in those short years I've lost 5 kids to suicide.
In different schools.
Yeah.
And what age group would they be?
Oh, anything from 15 right up through until what one of the kids had just left school.
Yes, very, very young.
Yeah, incredibly young, and nothing prepares you for that, because when you think of a role as a teacher, we're not a parent, but we are, and we're not a friend, but we are, and you're there in the classroom, and you get that phone call, or you're at home, and like you're actually knocked to the ground, and you know that shaped a good deal of the project.
And oftentimes the teacher can get a little bit forgotten in the grief and the mourning, in the sense that the teacher has to go in and say to the class, yeah, "I have some news," or to calm them, or
But that's our role. Do you know what I mean? That's what we do, and we do it on a daily basis. It's done. I'm not the only one that has lost a kid. It's a nationwide thing. It's massive.
So you got thinking about why so many? Such a terrible, tragic loss.
I've lived through the boom and the bust, and I've seen mates with like amazing jobs and really good money, and then they came back and lost their jobs, and with the new kind of cuts to social welfare, they're back home living with their parents, and you know, asking for money for a packet of fags, and losing that sense of dignity.
Yes.
And I saw that I could draw, and I felt that I could communicate a different element of bring a different kind of slight to the conversation that was taking place.
Yeah.
So we started putting up these drawings. I went back to college over in Edinburgh, and the project started over there. But it was always an Irish project. Like, the conversation was always in Ireland. So we started over in Achillhenge, you know, that controversial site that was built.
Yeah, this was the developer who was kind of happy about developments, if you like, and did a Stonehenge thing.
Yes, he made it out of concrete. He was the same lad that drove into Leinster House with the concrete truck.
So he made
this monument that was out there, and I just saw it as the perfect gallery. Like, we're better to put up something.
Yeah.
So he put up 30 drawings. We brought over a crew of there was nearly 17 of us, brought the parents over as well, and we stayed there for you know, nearly guts of a week and installed this piece on it. And then we went from there to...
So just to stick with that for a second, were you projecting, or were you actually hanging?
They're drawings. How they go on is they're a drawing of the lad that is from that site or from that area, and they're drawn, and then we scale them up and put them on with potato glue and paper. So it's
potato glue.
Yeah,
what's that?
It's just like kind of a biodegradable wallpaper.
Never heard. But anyway,
Americans love it. You're telling the story.
They love that. Yeah, of course,
potatoes
they would.
And paper.
Only from Ireland.
Yeah.
But just to get down to the point of the pictures, though, who are the sketches of?
They're of kids or of young men from that local community.
How do you find them or pick them? Or
We recruit them through youth centres, drop-in centres, schools. Some lads just walking down the side of the street. One lad that we put up in Galway, I met him at the science station, and these are just regular lads, and they're from every mix of background. It's not we're not just talking about any specific mix of disadvantage. It's like suicide and depression. It doesn't care what background you're from. You know what I mean? It can touch any one of
so
us.
So you approach a fella and say, "Listen,
this is what I'm doing.
This is what I'm doing. I need to sketch your face or whatever it might be. It'll end up as a big poster." Or
no, it doesn't. There's a good length of time that works before that. They have to get used to you. You have to build up a relationship. They have to be, empowered in the image that goes up. They have a huge belief in what they're doing.
Yeah.
And that takes a good few months to prepare and to get ready.
They're very striking. You can see one of your pictures on the whole side of a whole building.
Yeah.
An enormous striking shot of a guy in a hoodie, or a guy, the one like the sketch beside me here is a fella with his head in his hands.
Yeah.
And they seem to be pencil drawings, to say? Yeah. And then you blow them up into super size. When somebody's driving along and they see a whole building dominated by the face of a man in his late teens, what are you hoping they get out of that experience?
I hope that people will. We put no writing at all on the artwork.
Right.
So it's whatever you take from it. I had a really interesting talk with Joan Freeman, who used to be the CEO of Pieta House, and we talked about this. And she, the darkness into light walk.
Yeah.
So if you're a kid and you're 10 and you're lying in bed and your parents come in and wake you up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Okay, we'll get into the back of the Jeep. We're going on a suicide walk, and then you go on the walk and. You're there talking about with other people and talking about depression and suicide, and that has a mark on you. And then let's say another couple of weeks or months, you come across one of the drawings and you say, okay, what does that signify? Oh, that is what could it signify?
Yeah.
And that stands with people then, and it could, they have their own interpretations of it. I'm not shouting to say what the image is about. And then let's say another 12 years pass and that kid has fallen into a sense of depression. That conversation has already been there. That door has already been opened in that family. Mm. That it's not a kind of a harder thing that they don't have to initiate that conversation.
So it's keeping a conversation going. It's keeping an awareness going that doesn't just stop with if you get involved in a walk or a cycle or whatever. Yeah. You actually this will trigger that conversation again, which is so important. Communication and talking.
And the image it could be anyone. Like you could see your father and your brother, your cousin. Sure. It represents. Whatever you want to take from it.
And what are people saying to you when they see them?
When we put up the work, some people react very differently to it. There was a group in particular down in Limerick, and they want to know who it was, and we said it was just a local lad from the city, and why isn't it someone famous? It should be someone famous, and we're saying, these are regular kids, and what opportunity do they have to speak to their community?
Yeah.
When you think about it, like when you break it down, what avenues do young people have to speak to, kind of where they're from?
Yeah.
And it's very striking. The images are very striking, and they have a lot to say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're, you're a fine artist, to say the least. You're a really good portrait artist, no question about it. Tex says, I'm 30 years old and lost four good friends over the last 6 years. That's a terrible rate of
like we
loss.
I'm trying to convince government and NAM and some people to get me across buildings, and they're entrenched in what they're doing. But when you look at it, the fourth biggest cause of death in kids between the ages of 18 and 24 is suicide.
Yeah.
And 85% of those that commit suicide are men. So it's something that we need to move forward. It's okay to have, and it's great, like fair play to Brezzi over the last couple of months. He has brought the conversation on in leaps and bounds, but we need to move away from a talking shop, and by engaging young people like this in projects like this, they're saying something, but they're doing something. Like I cannot describe to you how those young lads feel when that image is up. Like when they're standing back after working on that for 2 or 3 days, the sense of fulfillment, the sense of that they have accomplished something, and that they have the right to say something. That's what's powerful about
the
work.
Are they down at the Spanish Arch in Galway last year? Alan just wants to know, is that the other ones? And how do you decide where to put a picture in a given time?
I generally go for a site that's pretty controversial.
Good.
And I like the work that we put up does no damage damage to any historic buildings. So we want to kind of go along with that. We had a great piece up on Powers Court, the shopping centre there for Pieta House. So that was stunning. We have a couple of nice pieces in the pipework coming along this
good,
year.
Good, good. And I hope that, as you say, the likes of NAMA and all these other places, they see sense in, rather than have a building sitting
there.
Yeah,
they just
idle.
Need to be kind of, just open their minds up a small bit.
All right, Joe, listen, continue. Good luck with what you're doing.
Thank you.
Very, very important. People listening to what Joe has to say, you can look at his work and what he's been doing on joecaslin.com, which is probably worth going to see. And also, just be aware, as we did yesterday, talking to Samuel, be aware of aware.ie and console are useful if people are young and or not whatever age, having mental illness issues and depression or whatever, they might be find some use there.
Could I give a shout out to, to the kids, because they're the students back at home, just to say hello. And
what school?
Tullamore College.
Tullamore College?
Yeah.
Are they getting any work done at all this morning?
Oh, they are. I'm back at 1 o'clock.
You
into
are?
The junior section.
So straight in.
Yeah.
So we won't keep you too long then. You better hop in your car and get back to work. Nice to see you, Joe. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.